This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You ready for a bigger picture discussion on the Patriots, Keith?
Of course I'm ready, Jones.
We talked a lot about Drake May yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Deservedly so.
Uh-huh.
We'll continue to do that today, all day long, on Jones and Keefe. Drake May opinions, thoughts, feelings, 617-779-7937. But the more I thought about that comment yesterday morning to the Greg Hill Show from Gerard Mayo.
It's pretty good.
To a question from Chris Curtis. The poor roster. Why is the roster? Why are there so many issues here? It does get into a bigger picture discussion about how the Patriots got here and how long it's going to take to dig out, which of course ties into your rookie quarterback. But what I guess I missed yesterday, or at least didn't verbalize yesterday, whose name do you think he almost said there? Because Greg is like, you almost said, what'd you almost say there? Who was that?
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of people are going to Bill. I think there's some internal friction there where he's like, go ask Elliott. Like, he's in charge of the roster.
Yep.
That's what I feel like he was going to say, but it does speak to this blame game now that Kraft is playing, and we'll get to him, that Bill continues to play through the media. Mayo's dabbling in. I'm sure behind the scenes, Elliott Wolf and others are playing that same game. And it's ugly. It's a bad situation. We now realize that. How bad are they and how long is it going to take to dig out is something we could talk about here all day long.
Yeah, I looked at that more as an Elliott Wolf thing and maybe even a Kraft thing and not so much Belichick. Like, Belichick's gone.
You think he's about to say, go ask Robert?
Yeah, and the reason I say that is another thing that he said on that show months ago was the burn some cash line. We love that line, funny line, great line. Then he had to really walk it back, right? That was one thing that we all kind of agree he probably got called into the office on that, being like, hey, why don't we not talk about burning cash?
Talk to Mr. Kraft, come on.
Because then if we don't, then things don't look great. We don't want to be the, what was the Tom Warner line, full throttle?
Yep.
We don't want to be the full throttle line, burn some cash line, then have it blow up in our face. So it could be a couple of things, right? I'm sure Mayo, when he took over the job, knew that the team was bad. If you're going to let Bill Belichick go, you know that the team was bad. You had to kind of bottom out. So he's inheriting a 4-win team. But outside of Drake May, because he's only started one game, who's the best player that Elliott Wolf brought to the Patriots this year?
Exactly. Outside player, I mean, it's probably Gibson. That's not saying much.
So Antonio, you might be right. I don't even know the answer. Because I think the draft class is very much TBD. You know, Jalen Polk is not trending in the right direction. Javon Baker is not even on the field. You know, the offensive linemen are hurt. So it's not really a great class to break down after six games. But none of the free agents are doing anything. The offensive linemen aren't working. The defensive play, like who they bring in. So I would look more at Elliott Wolf. All I do is re-sign guys that Bill had already had.
It's true. And a big picture discussion about improving the team. We can get into it here all day long on Jones and Keefe. But
ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Another team in the division just improved. The Raiders completing a trade of star wide receiver Davante Adams to the New York Jets.
Whoa!
Now back with his good friend Aaron Rodgers, writes Ian Rappaport, as Las Vegas moves on.
How about that? Davante Adams, you know, it's funny because they get rid of their coach, and Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with that. He's pretty steaming that you'd even suggest that. But then they lose last night. First place was on the line, though, last night. So as bad as it ended up looking, and that game was a slog. It was hard to watch with all the penalties and everything else. But they lose that game. They're 2-4. It's, what, 3 straight losses now for the Jets. But we always kind of knew that they were probably the top choice for Adams and a team that would be willing to do it. You know, Derek Carr got hurt for the Saints, and maybe that crossed them off the list. And I don't know if anybody else really appeared as true suitors for him. I think Adams is still a stud. And I think this is a good call by the Jets because this is their last chance. They've already committed to Aaron Rodgers for the season. Like, he is their guy for the year, for better or worse. So now there's zero excuses. They're giving him a guy that he has chemistry with, a guy that can complement Garrett Wilson, and like the two of them I think are going to be really good. Like, call me crazy, and maybe I'm taking the cheese too much on the Jets, but I think this is a great move.
Okay, so Rap Sheet initially said it's a conditional third rounder. He's corrected that. Unless he had a typo. It's a conditional fourth rounder that can become a second rounder based on performance, is his latest tweet. He initially said third rounder.
Two?
So it's either a 3 or a 4.
Yeah, it's a conditional fourth rounder going to the Raiders that can become a second based on performance. So I'm sure that'll come out later in the day, whatever the performance incentive numbers are. Do you think this is good? Like, you've been so down on the Jets all year.
Yeah.
But does this change your mind at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be more in on the Jets based on this. Yeah. I know we're going to talk more Monday Night Football later on. I thought the Jets would at least show up last night and win that game at home on national TV after firing their coach. I was wrong. Thank God the 12-leg parlay guy. Who was that? Matt and Lunenberg?
Yeah, Matt Lunenberg, who's in the Twitch chat already. Right. Congratulations to him, by the way.
Congrats on for not listening to me, listening to yourself, and keeping your parlay because he won, what, $4,000? More than that?
$4,800.
$4,800.
He bet 3 hams.
Nice.
$30 bet, 12-team parlay, which is outrageous. That's outrageous. Like an octopus plus 4.
We're talking almost 10 PS5s.
Yeah, he's going to be swimming in PS5s, and I'm very jealous. So congratulations to Matt for winning that. But, yeah, I mean, Legatron missed doinked two kicks, yep. And they lost by 3. So
I guess my point is, I believed in the Jets in that spot last night. I never really believed in them. But sure, Davante Adams makes them better. Of course he makes them better. And so I would just ask, was it worth the Patriots giving up a 4 that could conditionally become a 2? Would it be worth, would he come here? I don't know, but would that have been worth it to give up?
I would have done that.
Me too.
He might have nixed it, but I would do that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess my point is that's a fair cost and what seems like a relatively low cost.
Uh-huh.
Because if he's hitting on all of those incentives, the 2 is going to be worth it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think that's a reasonable cost. I wish the Patriots at least asked. We still have no reporting that the Patriots even called about Davante Adams. That doesn't mean he would come here. That doesn't mean he'd approve it. That doesn't mean he would want to come here.
No.
But I'd still like that report that, yeah, we called, we asked, and he said no. I'd still like that report, which I'm sure we'll get any day now that he's in the division on the Jets.
I was going to say, we'll just wait for that. Because I'm like, well, if we don't hear that, then I feel stronger that maybe they really were interested in Brandon Ayuk because that at least got out there. Even money, it got to a point where money got out there. And if they were also interested in Adams, then it's like, all right, now you're just interested in everybody. Like, now you're the Red Sox. Like, yeah, of course we want to. Just missed him. Like, too bad. Like, he didn't want to come here.
So Schefter is saying it's a third and a second, which to me makes more sense. That's what Rap Sheet said initially.
Yeah, usually you don't fly up 2
right.
rounds
so,
based on
it's,
that.
It's either a 3 or a 4 that can become a 2.
I would do it.
Same.
Regardless of what it is. Now, their pick is going to be higher, you would assume, than the Jets pick. But whatever. You know, like, that's... So I think you could have gotten it done for the same thing. I don't think you wanted to haggle too much. Do the Jets make the playoffs? They're 2-4 right now.
I don't want to spoil the tears later on about an hour from now, but yeah. No, I don't feel like they're going to make the playoffs. Right. And as of this morning, their win total in Vegas would agree with that. They are,
but they just got Devontae.
Oh, that's true. Like, I mean, look, it might skyrocket up, but it's 7.5 at last check. Their win total. So that is not a playoff team.
8 is not going to get it done. No, nope, I don't think so.
Even if they hit the over, I don't think 8 is getting them there.
But right now, not to go like deep dive into this whole thing, but right now the current 7 seed, right? So the 7 teams make the playoffs. The 7th seed is the Colts at 3-3. So like 2-4, you're a game back of the Colts. Like I feel like the Jets, as awful as this start has gotten
off
to,
they should be in the mix.
I think so. Yeah. I think the rest of the way they will be.
I hear you on that. So anyway, Devontae Adams dealt in the division to the New York Jets. Should the Patriots have been in? How does that change things in the division after the Jets lost last night on Monday Night Football? We can get to that at 617-779-7937. You can text the show 37937. A lot of other ways you can interact. You can send all your bets to us on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe, like Matt and Lunenberg
Seriously.
Did. Again, congrats to him.
Send us those ahead of time so we can get in on that sweet action as well.
Give us an idea maybe before it starts next time. So we could ride shotgun there. You can also watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, get in the Twitch chat with Matt and Lunenberg, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. So the Jets are getting better, I think. I mean, we agree on that.
The Jets are getting better. So. Yeah.
How do the Patriots get better? How long will it take for them to fix the mess that they're in? Because, Keith, even if you like Drake May and you like what you saw out of Drake May, and we do, and we wanted the Patriots to go to it earlier, we were excited about Drake May. He exceeded our expectations. Even if you love what you've seen out of Drake May, you can still acknowledge this team is going nowhere fast. How do they turn it around? How quickly can they turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Drake May has to be great. That's sort of an obvious one. I think they're going to need to hit on some of these draft picks from the last couple of years. So the Elliott Wolf first draft class and then the last Belichick class, which might be better than the previous two, right? Like the previous two or three even might be why he got fired, because that catches up to you. You know, if you have a bad draft class right away, all right, you don't have a very impactful rookie class, whatever. Like not every team does. But then if those guys don't develop, if those guys don't get better, if you're just cutting them loose or you're not playing them, then it obviously catches up to you. But if you look at Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, and even Marte Mapu, if you want to throw him in there because he's been playing a lot the last couple of weeks, those are your first three picks from 2023. So they're all in their rookie deal. Then you have Drake May, Jalen Polk, Caden Walls, whatever, if you get into that. If those guys are good, I think it puts you in a decent spot because some of those are really premium positions, right? You're talking about a starting corner, like a number one corner. Not a lot of teams have one. I don't think that they feel that good about. The left tackle and the offensive line and a stud wide receiver are the obvious answers, but also the correct answers. And whether that is through the draft, next year, free agency, trades, all three, that's what they need to do. And, I mean, unfortunately, you got to play out this season without those guys and sort of see where it goes. And hopefully everybody else around you can improve to the best of their ability. But without a stud left tackle, wide receiver, the ceiling's only so high.
Does how they perform this year change their approach in free agency for you? Like, I have no idea what their plan is.
Yeah.
But, like, if they're a 2-win team versus they're, like, a 7-win team, which is on the high side, but just play it out.
It's aggressive.
They're a really garbage, worst team in the league versus they're kind of middle of the pack and a team that looks like they got better. Does that change your approach in free agency, or should they be in on Higgins regardless?
Yeah,
they should be in on a big-ticket guy regardless because they need players that bad.
So I think they should be in regardless, and I think 9 times out of 10, if you just spend the most money, you'll be able to get those guys. I do think it'll help if Drake May has several more throws like he did to Booty, like to Pop Douglas. And so whether it's a trade or whether it's a free agent, if they see that and they say, oh, at least I'm going there and playing with a quarterback. Like, I think if T. Higgins sees that versus if he saw, you know, 2022 Mac Jones and was like, man, you're going to have to pay me a ton because, like, I'm not going to be able to really show how good I am with that guy. I think Drake May can help swing that. And I think a guy like, you know, a receiver paying them that kind of money, I don't think they really care if you have 2 wins or 7 wins because in their head they're thinking, well, if I'm on the team, like, we'll have 10 wins, right? Like, it doesn't really matter where we're coming from.
Yeah.
And I just think the league, we see it all the time, last place to first place to last place, that kind of thing. So regardless of the win total, they should be super aggressive. You can't tell us that you're saving money this year against the cap and all that and then also not spend it again next year. So I think regardless of the win total, you're looking for, like, individual improvements in, like, development from guys like Drake May, but no, you should be throwing some big cash around and be, you know, really aggressive in the draft as well. Like the next year's offseason, there's no excuses. Like, you got to be all in on these
guys. So this is how I feel too. It's like, how long will it take to fix? I guess that depends on your definition of fixing things. Like, how long until they're a Super Bowl contender? I don't know. But how long until they're competitive again? It better be next year. Like, if you have the quarterback, and we're one start in, but Drake May looked impressive. If you have the quarterback, you better be competitive next year. Like, so go out and be aggressive in free agency. If you have to overpay for players, so be it.
I mean, the last opponent is kind of the blueprint.
100%.
Yeah.
They were competitive year one. They were in the playoffs. They were winning rounds in year one. But okay, fine, that's too aggressive.
But even if you want to say they built it up, like they had to tear it down, right? Nick Caserio gets there. He's got nothing left. He's got to get rid of Watson. Has no picks even in his first go-around. But then they started to get the O-line. They were also able to trade up. So everybody talks about C.J. Stroud, as you should. Same draft, they got Will Anderson. So if you have the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year, like, okay, that's a pretty great start.
It's a fast
turnaround. That's a good place to be. So you hit on a few other positions as well. And then it becomes a little bit of a destination. And so all of that worked together. Because I'm not going to say, just because it was Stroud and D'Amico Ryan's first year, they had struggled for a few years. The guy picking the players was still there. So he was kind of getting things as best he could in place. And then it kind of hit, you know, 100 miles an hour as soon as you got Stroud.
So how did the Patriots get here? And the jumping off point is Jerod Mayo yesterday. Why are there so many holes on the roster? I don't know. Go talk to, I'm not going there, actually. Who is he talking about? Is it Kraft? Is it Bill? Is it Elliott Wolf? And how long is it going to take to fix the situation the Patriots are currently in? And that's even acknowledging they might have the guy at quarterback in Drake May, which is a big question mark. How long is it going to take to fix this thing? To me, they better be competitive by next year. And the way to do it is figuring out how to get free agents or players via trade like Davante Adams. How do you get them to want to come to New England? And again, if you're just tuning in, Davante Adams traded to the New York Jets for a, it sounds like, third round pick. According to Adam Schefter, that can conditionally become a second rounder. So again, 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. However, we have Matt in Lunenburg waiting for
Matt.
Congratulations,
congrats, Matt.
On the newly increased bank account and not listening to me specifically. Congrats.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the cash out kids.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We were wrong.
I just have one request.
What is that?
Since I was right and you guys were wrong.
Sure.
Since today is the holiest of days. Tier Tuesday, Matt's 12-leg parlay be the number one tier.
Wow.
You got it.
I think we can do it. That's
you
a great idea, Matt.
Absolutely.
Matt's 12-leg parlay is the top tier in today's Tier Tuesday. Matt, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Matt. Go spend it on some PS5s.
I like it.
That's our top tier.
Yeah.
We know our bottom tier is the Mayo Grown.
Right.
All right, good. Well, we're figuring out some
good.
Of our tiers as we go along.
If you guys want to help us with the tiers, that's a perfect top tier. Matt's 12-leg parlay.
Yeah.
That would be the top tier.
Yeah.
Find out, you know, at 11:20 who's in it. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, not the Patriots.
No.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give up
the farm, but not
the Patriots in that top tier. But cashing out goes against every fiber of my being.
I know, but you didn't like the Jets.
It's specifically,
or you didn't like the Bills last night.
I didn't like, I was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so okay. I'm wrong. I obviously was incorrect about it. But I like the dead cat bounce from the Jets. The Jets are so bad, they don't even get the dead cat bounce out of their coach. They don't even get that. They needed a Hail Mary just to stay in that game last night, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, they did. I thought they were going to win, too, the way it was going. But it was an ugly game.
It was.
Flag City. Yeah, it was a mess.
It was,
But congrats to Matt.
Mostly unwatchable. Yeah. But Matt will be our top tier when we do Tier Tuesday about an hour from now. How do the Patriots dig out of this mess? And how quickly should they be competitive again? How do you fix it? Do you go to free agency? Is it draft and develop, take your time? Jerod Mayo also said yesterday, this isn't a one-year deal, which should be a scary thing for your head coach to say, by the way. This isn't just a one-year fix. It's going to take some time. So how much time do they have, and who do you blame for why they are where they are? Sounded like Jerod Mayo wanted to blame somebody yesterday. Who was it? 617-779-7937. It is a Tier Tuesday, as Matt and Lunenburg pointed out. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston at high noon. We also have Kiefer Madness.
Yes.
At 12:45. A busy, busy Tuesday with all your feedback. We'll get to it. And why is Robert Kraft still blaming Bill Belichick?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I didn't enjoy having to fire him, but I tried to do it. If you look at the press conference and how it happened, try to do it in a classy way. And what he did for us was great. You know, people need to adapt. And if they don't, or look at you folks together, things can change. In life, it's about getting good chemistry and trust and feel that, you know, our record the last 3 to 4 years wasn't what I wanted. And I had given him so much power. He had full control over everything. And shame on me. I should have had some checks and balances better. But he had earned that right. But then the results weren't there. And if you're in the sports business, you know, you win or you lose, there's no gray.
Right.
And I hate losing.
You know, you'd figure if you hate losing so much, you might spend some money to try to fix it.
Yeah.
That's just me.
All right.
This is Robert Kraft on The Breakfast Club the other day. We played that for you yesterday. I think it's worth reiterating.
It's going to be one winning season in 5 years.
Yeah.
Is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, even if they win a couple extra games this year, they're not pulling out a winning season.
What happened the 1 year they won, Keith?
They spent a couple of bucks.
They spent a crap ton.
They spent a lot of money on guys like Judon and our guy Kendrick Bourne and others.
Yes. And look, not every single guy hit. That's not the way it works in free agency.
No, God, no.
But you brought in some players who helped that year, and you made the playoffs. Go figure. Huh.
Yep.
That seems like if you really care about winning, that's how you would act. But no, let's blame Bill Belichick and the checks and balances that I didn't have in place. As we said yesterday, Keith.
Kind of did, though.
You are the checks and balances.
I feel like you kind of did. And you can't have that one both ways because you're like, I should have stepped in, but he earned it. It also might not have worked if you stepped in too much, right? That was one of the reasons why I think Robert Kraft got a lot of credit during the run was he hired his football guy to do the football stuff. And he learned from his past mistakes with kind of stepping in and interfering with Bill Parcells. There's like that famous video of him with the stopwatch timing to Bucky Jones. And you're like, what are you a scout now? Like, so he moved himself away from that and let Bill do his thing. Now, it helps that Bill won in his second year as a coach because if he didn't, who knows what the future would have been. And then you get Tom Brady and boom, you have a 20-year dynasty. But now post that, you can't look back and be like, man, I should have taken away all like. I don't think it works that way. I don't think you would have gotten the best out of Bill Belichick had he done it that way.
And again, you are the checks and balances. You can tell him no. If you don't like something, you can say no. You're his boss.
And I think he did, too. Like, did Bill want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo in season for a two? I don't think so.
No, me either. And
did he want to get rid of Antonio Brown? I don't think so.
Bill wanted to trade Gronk. And so there's a number of times where Robert Kraft stepped in, and he could have done it more. And I think Bill deserved to lose his job. Bill did not need to keep coaching the New England Patriots. I'm not crying for Bill. But at the same time, them blaming him is lame now. Like, he's gone.
Yeah.
You brought back a bunch of his players.
All of them.
You should be, right. You should be able to spend money, improve the roster, and you haven't done that.
So not only that, but they hired a head coach to replace him that was drafted by and coached with Bill Belichick. If you're so anti-Bill now, why did you hire Gerard Mayo?
It makes no sense. You try to scapegoat Bill for all these things, and I think Bill was a big part of the problem. But I'm not still kicking him while he's gone. It's like, okay, I blame him.
You made the decision to move on from him. It's not all his fault. I think you'd have a little bit more of a leg to stand on if every guy that is on the team was, like, under contract. But, like, you specifically were like, we got to bring back Jennings and Uche and Duggar and Onwenu. And all these guys are coming back. Then it's like, well, then you must have liked some of his players if you're re-signing them all.
Yeah, I blame Bill for last year and the year before that and like, a bunch of issues they've had in the last 5 years. I blame him for a whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now with this team, he didn't leave the roster in a great place. Fine.
No.
You didn't do anything to upgrade the roster. Since he's gone, what have you done? And so I think Robert scapegoating Bill is lame. And by the way, I don't think it helps. I think that's a very, very, very unpopular move by Robert Kraft to continue to shiv and rip Bill Belichick like he did in the dynasty. And he's still doing it on the Breakfast Club and the podcast circuit. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it helps. And if he thinks it's helping, someone needs to get to him and let him know, Robert, that's not playing well with your fan base. 617-779-7937. Who do you blame for why the Pats are here? You can also react to the news of the day that Devontae Adams, now in the division, member of the New York Jets. It's official. Rap Sheet had a bunch of confusing tweets, but he finally corrected it and agrees. Yeah.
Apparently, he's already in the building, by the way.
Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Rossini, he's like, oh, he's already in the building. That was 10 minutes ago. So the
quick
trade
flight.
Goes down. He's there 15
minutes.
Quick
I mean, flight.
Obviously, it was a foregone conclusion.
Too.
Yeah, no, I think they rubbed some money on it. He's good. There.
He's healthy?
So
he was hurt.
It's a third rounder that can become a conditional second rounder. Let me ask this again, Keith, just in case anybody missed it. Who knows if Devontae Adams would want to come to the Patriots, but should the Patriots have made the same offer? A third,
absolutely.
That's a conditional second? Absolutely.
100%.
That's how I feel.
100%.
Did they make that call? I'd like to know if they made that call.
Unlikely.
And if they could have trumped the offer in any way and made it difficult.
Yeah, they could have.
Devontae Adams.
Because even the same offer, you have a better pick. Even if it's the exact same offer, you're going to be picking higher, I assume, than the Jets. I know it's only one game separating them right now, but I just feel like the Jets are going to be better over the long haul.
Do we know anything about the contract, too? Are they guaranteeing any future years or guaranteeing any future money?
I haven't seen that yet.
Because that's another way where the Patriots could trump the offer. Like, Devontae Adams doesn't want to come play for you for 1 year. Would he want to come play for the Patriots for 3 guaranteed years? Would he want to do that?
Maybe.
So that's the news of the day in the division. We'll get more into Monday Night Football, the game last night, what it means for the division. Bill Belichick, I think you can cross the Jets off the list for Bill Belichick destinations.
Yeah, he was kind of boom roasting him a little bit.
Based on what he said on the Manning cast last night. But how did the Patriots get here, and how long will it take to dig out?
So I think Wolf's a big problem. Going back to it, and I know people know the names, but this was outside of the draft. These are the players he acquired. These are like, hey, we need to fix. Let's just start with the offense, because the offense was horrible. He inherited one of the worst offenses in football, right? So he comes in. He hires Alex Van Pelt to be the offensive coordinator.
Gross.
Jacoby Brissett to be the starting quarterback.
Maybe grosser.
Antonio Gibson as a, change of pace back.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
KJ Osborne.
Not good. Don't
as
need
a
to see
wide
it.
Receiver.
Don't need to see him ever again. Good job saving Nelson's life from the challenge.
Otherwise, that was awesome.
Otherwise, don't need to see you again.
Austin Hooper as a tight end option.
Good fumble last week.
Did have a touchdown. He did have a fumble. He did put the ball right on the ground. And then a few offensive linemen, including Chukwuma Okorafor, who has since left the team.
Have you seen where he was posting from on social media in the last 24 hours?
Parts unknown?
I think it was the Caribbean. He's on like a nice vacation.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's nice. You get down there.
Yeah.
But that's what he says. So he's like, I have the worst offense. You know what I'm going to do? Bring in players to make it worse. I'm going to bring in players that make it across the board worse. You brought in a tight end worse than the tight end you have. You brought in a tackle who can't even play. You brought in a running back who's fine, but actually worse than Zeke from last year.
Yeah.
So you downgraded the third down back.
Uh-huh.
Brought in a quarterback who's probably worse. As much as we clown on Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones, I think Jacoby Brissett, based on the 5 games we saw, might be worse. Like, just everybody's worse that you brought in. That's insane, considering how low the level was from a year ago.
And by the way, something tells me we can't just blame Bill for all the receiver screw-ups. I'll give Bill the bulk of it. He was running the football operation. But Elliott Wolf hasn't moved on from Tyquan Thornton yet.
Yeah.
Why?
I think Mayo's trying to. He's like, he's a healthy scratch.
I never would have had the guy on the roster. Never mind when he's posting about taking things seriously or personally rather, and Michael Jordan memes, like, just get him the hell off the team.
Yeah.
Why isn't he off the team? Probably because Elliott Wolf liked him.
Good theory.
Elliott Wolf liked the pick. And so Elliott Wolf gets some of the blame for when Bill was here the last couple of years as well. I give the bulk of it to Bill. But Elliott Wolf, Matt Groh, those guys were on staff. And let's see if they can correct things. You're already fearful of the Jalen Polk pick.
Yeah.
And
it's off to a inauspicious start.
We thought Elliott Wolf might be better at drafting receivers. Like, we're going to blame him for this. You can't blame Bill for Jalen Polk and how he can't catch.
No. So Bill has nothing to do with Polk or Baker.
So follow that one. Point is, I don't blame Bill for this year and how bad it is for the Patriots. They've had an opportunity to correct it, and they might be worse. So how long until they dig out? How long until they need to be competitive again? To me, you better be a competitive football team next year. So how do you do that? 617-779-7937. Johnny is in Brooklyn. Get us started today, Johnny.
What's up, gentlemen? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm so sick of this team ruining my Sundays. And I guess I just think, like, at what point did Belichick and Robert Kraft stop realizing that you have to have good players? Like, we have a storied history of great players, not just the best one ever, but down the line. And at a certain point after Brady left, they just said, well, we'll just make do with whatever. And I just don't understand. I miss those days, and I'm so sick of these ones. So just, I don't know when we're getting out of it. Not anytime soon. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
So I think when that happened is when they started to believe it was more about themselves than it was about the players.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where Bill believed it was more about him and his calls and, you know, his draft picks and his coaching acumen than it was about the players. And there's a point where Robert Kraft actually started to believe all his own bullcrap that, well, he saved the Patriots from moving to Connecticut, and he brought in Bill Belichick, and he knew who Tom Brady was when he first met him.
Sat in those seats.
Sat on those bleachers, there was a point where he started to believe his own bullcrap, and he thought it was more about him than it was about the people he employed and the players on the team. And he's obviously, if the last 5 years have proven anything, it's that Bill and Robert had nowhere near as much to do with it as Tom Brady and those players on the team. Nowhere near it.
Yeah, and we always kind of make fun of the like top 100 lists, right? Like when they rank all the players. But how many? It's been a couple years now where they haven't had anybody. So like every team on average should have like three. And now some of the teams have a few more, whatever, gobble up some of the spots. But you don't have a top 100 player.
For going on a couple of years.
Yeah.
Not great.
Top 100 in the league. All positions are available. Right. Like it could be anybody.
Just give me somebody in the 90s.
Nope. Like nobody.
It's true.
So like how good is your team going to be if you don't have the talent? They haven't had the top-end talent. I mean, Brady and Gronk, that was kind of the last stand, really.
So that's why you hope Drake May is going to hit. And I think he is, by the way. And I was really encouraged by what I saw the other day out of Drake May. Really encouraged by it. You still need a lot more.
Oh, and it's so much pressure on him, too. And that's what everybody was saying watching the game. Like, locally, nationally, it was the same thought was, hey, you might have something in this, but good Lord, like, what is around him? And that's players on the field with them. That's coaches calling the plays for them. That's sort of everything. It's like, man, this thing has gotten so stripped down that, yes, you might have the most valuable piece possibly. You might have the future quarterback.
Yep.
But, like, everybody else's supporting cast around the league is better to some degree, whether they have the one receiver, whether they have a little bit sturdier offensive line, whether they have a better play caller, whatever. He's not working with much.
No, and it's his job to elevate all of it. And I think for one game he did. I think he elevated it. But how far can you elevate it would be the question. Our buddy Jonathan is in Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. In my opinion, Mayo's definitely blaming Belichick because, I mean, he's not an idiot. He hears Belichick's sock puppet Lombardi chirp, you know, Mayo every single week on his podcast. So I think that's what that's in response to, especially because at this point, the fruits of, like you said, the fruits of, like, earlier drafts should be bearing out. Like, you know, only a moron would have celebrated the N'Keal Harry pick, and anyone like that could have been out of a job a long time ago.
I agree. Anybody who thought N'Keal Harry should play should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they got, like, real excited, like, embarrassingly excited about it.
Yeah. Seriously, shame on them.
Shame on that person.
Egg on their face.
Like, what do you think? They should be out of a job.
Yeah,
I would agree. They should be out of a job.
Just
and,
like Nikhil Harry.
Yeah, flipping burgers somewhere is what they should be doing. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
So Jones liked Harry pick. So in 2019, like that's the kind of thing that gets you fired, though, in all seriousness. Nikhil Harry, Juwan Williams, Chase Winovich, Damian Harris, Yadni Kajust.
Yeah,
we're all top three. Those were all third round or higher picks.
That'll do it.
Brutal.
Not
and
good.
Then you know the then you have you trade up twice to get two tight ends in the third round in 2020 that can't play. Like can't play. Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene. Mac Jones is a first round pick. You know, Cole Strange, Tyquan Thornton. I mean, everybody knows the players, but that catches up to you over time. Those are giant swings and misses.
617-779-7937. Speaking of Bill Belichick, I think we can cross the Jets off the list for potential destinations. We'll get to that and all of our thoughts from Monday Night Football mixed in with your Patriots phone calls next.
Here we go. Up into the air, into the end zone, and incomplete. Lazard had a shot. And now the other official saying touchdown. One said incomplete, the other says touchdown, and now the officials get together. Watch Lazard, 10. He's got it.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Good call. Touchdown Jets.
I say this without a hint of sarcasm. The ESPN broadcast last night did an incredible job in that moment. If you were watching, you know what I'm talking about. Leading into that Hail Mary right before halftime, where I'm watching the Jets calling timeout after timeout after timeout, giving the Bills time to score right before halftime. I'm like, you idiots,
mm-hmm.
you morons, why are you calling timeouts to stop the clock for Buffalo so they can score and then score again probably to start the second half? Buffalo is getting the ball to start the second half. I still question the legitimacy and the intelligence of calling those timeouts, but it turned out they ended up saving time for Aaron Rodgers to huck up a Hail Mary to Alan Lazard right before halftime.
He's the Hail Mary king.
ESPN broke it down. Like, they gave you three Hail Marys right before it.
Uh-huh.
Richard Rodgers,
uh-huh.
Jeff Janis, somebody else, I don't remember who. And they gave him to 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 right before he throws another one to Alan Lazard.
Like, it was like a scripted.
Incredible work by ESPN to give you that and then have you watch it in real time and then watch on social media as the league, like Patrick Mahomes is like, how come Aaron Rodgers does this all the time?
It's insane.
I
remember that stretch when he had it. Was two of those in the same season? Is that why people remember
that? Sounds right. Yeah.
Because I really, there's a lot of luck to it, clearly, but I don't know. He's done it more than anybody else, it feels like. So there is something to it. I don't know if it's how he throws it or whatever the hell's going on. But yeah, they had that ready to go. You know, they were dying for a situation like that. And then for it to all play out like that is insane.
It is. And so the Jets lose last night on Monday Night Football to the Bills. Their kicker misses a couple of field goals. I mean, misses actually doesn't even do
double
it justice.
Double doink.
He hit separate uprights separately in the second half to help them lose that game. One to the left, one to the right.
Yeah.
They're now,
that'll do it. You lose by three, miss two field goals. Boom.
There's your math right there. And so they're 2-4. I don't want to spoil where they are in Tier Tuesday, but I don't think they're going to be thrilled about it. The Bills move to 4-2. We'll see where they're at in Tier Tuesday when we do it.
So I'm not really sure on the Bills.
Yeah, I don't have a great feel on them. The offense still doesn't look quite right.
No, no, no.
So that's a half an hour from now, Tier Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday.
Ooh, nice.
At high noon, plus Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it. The Jets have added Devontae Adams today. It's a third-round pick that can conditionally become a second. They've picked up his contract for the rest of the year. So as we discussed, you wonder if the Patriots should have been in. The division feels done now, right? Like, doesn't last night kind of feel like it's over and it's the Bills' division?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they do have another – that's the first time they met, so they do play each other again. And maybe part of maybe I should give up hope on the Jets being a good team, but at least Adams keeps that conversation going. If they didn't get Adams – say Adams stayed with the Raiders or got traded somewhere else and they're coming off that loss, they already changed their coach, so they don't even get, like, the instant – turnaround after a coach is fired win. You're like, oh, it might be a long season for them. But this, I think, could change things. I'm not sold yet on the Bills. Like, I don't know if they're going to run away and hide. So they have a two-game lead right now with the tiebreaker. But, I don't know, looking at the Jets' schedule, their next two games are against the Steelers and the Patriots. You're like, all right, so they could get back to 500 pretty quickly.
It's true.
You know, and then from there, there's another head-to-head with Buffalo, another head-to-head. There's two games with Miami, and who knows what the state of the Dolphins are going to be at that point.
Yeah, so
I would bet money that it's the Bills, but I don't know. Like, I still wouldn't rule out the Jets turning it around, getting to be 9-7, being a wild card team, and then it depends on just how good the Bills end up being the rest of the way.
So I would say the Bills probably do run away and hide in the division, because you look at their losses. They lost to Baltimore and Houston.
Yeah.
Which has me questioning whether or not they're a true Super Bowl contender, right? Like, if you're losing to those teams, and they still have Kansas City and San Francisco and Detroit on the schedule. So, like, maybe they drop some of those games, and we'll look at it and say, are they truly, like, an upper-crust Super Bowl contender? But they also have a bunch of teams they can fatten up on. They're beating the teams they should beat. And if you keep doing that, you are going to run away and hide with the division. And so, on the other side, I at least like the urgency out of the Jets. Like
you're already committed to Rodgers, so why wouldn't you go full measure?
Right, and you wonder who's calling the shots. It probably is Rodgers. I guess I don't wonder. Some debate it. But at least there's urgency in, like, all right, the coach isn't working. Get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we need more help. Go get Devontae Adams. Like, they are a clown show, and they're a mess. And I know Bill Belichick has thoughts on it, which we'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's some urgency there. It feels like the Patriots, just to bring it back home, the Patriots have no urgency when it comes to contending again anytime soon. I'll at least give the Jets that. They're only one win ahead of the Patriots in the standings, but it feels like they're a million miles ahead, and at least they're trying.
And it seems like the Patriots, just to compare what the Jets are doing with Rodgers to what the Patriots did with Brady at the end, is they were kind of all over the map, right? Like, they brought in Antonio Brown, like, well, maybe this will keep him happy, and then they had to get rid of him. Then they traded for Mohamed Sanu, they drafted N'Keal Harry, but there were some maybe more other obvious moves along the way that they didn't do. I feel like if you have a quarterback in his 40s and it's towards the end, you might as well push all your chips in and say, hey, we'll rebuild when we need to rebuild. We'll start over. They're going to have to find a quarterback next year or the year after anyway, so why not take all the chances possible? If you're going to bring in Alan Lazard, you might as well bring in some of the good players that he played with for the Packers.
True.
And so that's what they're doing now. Like, I think it's a great addition. I think Adams is going to be really good for him. But, I mean, I've been wrong about the Jets before, so we'll see.
We've discussed Bill Belichick to the Jets. I think we can cross that one off.
Yeah, I kind of thought there was a real chance.
No, I mean, look, I think Bill to the Jets would have been the most interesting possible destination. Dallas is a close second. I think Dallas is still very much in play.
I guess Jerry Jones is having a bit of a meltdown today.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw he's kind of melting down. I'm not fully caught up on it, but I did see some tweets that
he's having
just
a hard time
snapping back at reporters and whatnot.
No, his radio show.
I mean, that's what I mean.
So we'll get some of the stuff for it, but apparently, like,
he's snapping back at the guys he does the hit with every week, which is usually pretty friendly.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was relatively friendly this time, too, and he didn't see it that way.
Mm.
So we'll have that later on in the show, but yeah, Jets, I thought, made a lot of sense for Bill. I know there's that history there, but Woody Johnson wasn't the owner when all that went down with him and Parcells.
No, well, since you brought it up, this is Bill Belichick last night on the Manning cast. Bill, what do you think of Woody Johnson?
That's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, it barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Ready, fire, aim.
Ready, fire, aim. So Bill doesn't think highly of Woody Johnson. I can't imagine Woody Johnson thinks highly of Bill after that comment.
Yeah.
So Bill not going to be in play in New York. It is interesting. We cut the first part of that out, but he's defending Robert Saleh there, which just I feel like is a losing battle there for Bill, but he wants to take a shot at Woody Johnson, which I guess I'm okay with.
Bill also had three losing seasons in his last four. Not to pile on the guy.
The winning percentage last year was certainly below 30% for Bill.
It was worse than the Jets.
Yeah, it wasn't good. 4-13 is worse than the Jets,
Yeah, but turn it up. Yeah, defending
maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Bill thinks Robert's so good. Robert Saleh is so good.
Yeah, maybe. He's like, look at this guy. This is a tough out. That's not bad, what they got going on there. It's like, nah, it's not great. But yeah, so I guess so do you read that as he just never wanted to go to the Jets, or do you read that as, like, maybe he doesn't want to go back to coaching?
Oh, no, I read that as
just the Jets.
Yeah, I think Bill desperately wants to coach again. I'm not sure he will. I'm not sure teams are lining up for him, but I think Bill desperately wants to.
But that was one of the teams that at least I had on the list of, like, maybe he's going to go there, but I guess not.
Good luck, Bill. Bill thinks he can just cross teams off his list.
Must be nice.
He thinks he's so hireable.
Must be nice.
And there's going to be so many teams lining up that he's just proactively crossing teams off his list. That feels like a dangerous game, if you ask me.
It sure is.
But go ahead and play it, Bill.
Maybe he's got an ace in the hole.
Maybe. 617-779-7937. Have fun in Jacksonville, Bill. We'll get to your feedback here coming up. Why are the Patriots where they are? Who do you blame for that? How long until they dig out? We also are reacting all day long to the Devontae Adams trade, now in the division, with the New York Jets for a third rounder that can become a conditional second rounder. Tier Tuesday comes your way about 25 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. We'll see where the Patriots line up. And on the way next, let's get back into Drake May, all of our biggest takeaways from his first start, and his first appearance yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.